Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Got a chap called Sean Glynn on the line. He's from beautiful Kinvara in County Galway, and they've got a really cool initiative happening down there. How are you, Sean?
Dermot, how are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm a big fan of Kinvara. I love it. There used to be a shop there, I don't know if it's still there, on kind of the main street, and it used to have a statue of an old woman outside it.
Yes, indeed. The shop is closed, but I believe the statue might still be lurking around inside a window someplace at the moment.
It was a great shop. It sold all kinds of everything.
I
bought a
haberdashery and things like that.
I bought a clock in the shape of a Hurley in there. But the woman was quite realistic looking, so she had like a shawl, glasses. Looked a bit like Noni, actually, standing out in the street.
She actually did indeed.
Yeah, and of course you have the Burren Nature Sanctuary is there, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Fantastic.
They're open again for business, which is great. So.
Yeah,
And tell us, Sean, about what you've been doing. What's Kinvara Alive?
Well, Kinvara Alive is a group that we started in late 2016 as a result of a number of suicides in the area. And what we've done over the last couple of years has been signposting the relevant crisis supports. We've facilitated a lot of trainings and we kind of hold events in the community basically to raise awareness and to tackle stigma, really.
Mm. Do you think that the number of suicides in Kinvara was more than, say, neighbouring townlands? Or is it just indicative of what has been going on up and down the West Coast?
I think it's kind of indicative of what had been going on up and down the West Coast, you know, particularly from 2012 to 2016, 2017. I suppose in my head it was, I just had a light bulb moment that maybe someone should do something about this.
Well, yeah, and we need people like you, Sean, who do think that and then go and actively do it. So you signposted, you did leaflet drops to 1,100 homes, but talk to us about the Safe Talk training. What's that?
Well, Safe Talk training is basically, it's a suicide intervention training where it trains them to recognize the signs of someone that might be suicidal.
Right.
And helps connect them with the appropriate help.
Have you had any reports that local people are really using these services and that it has stepped in and possibly saved their lives?
Nothing specific, but I suppose how I'd look at it, when we started this in 2017, we had a stall down at our festival, Cruinniú na Mbord, and people kind of walked past the first year. But the second year and the third year that we've done it, the engagement has been massive.
Mm.
So I think that kind of talks to the stigma that, you know, people maybe are willing to have a conversation about it, that it's not so taboo anymore around here. And with the supports, that if someone were to say to someone within Kinvara or in our area that, you know, they weren't feeling the best, or that if that person themselves didn't know what to do, that at least they might say, you know, I know someone that did this training, or I know someone, you know, that maybe can help. So there's that level of awareness as well.
If there are other people from other communities and towns around the country listening to your story thinking, wow, I'd love to do that for my area, would they be able to get in touch with you and maybe adopt the model for their own communities?
Absolutely, absolutely. We can be reached at info@kinvaraalive.com, or, you know, if the least someone within a community were to do was to contact the National Office for Suicide Prevention or their local HSE and arrange a Safe Talk and get some people trained in that, I believe it'd make a massive difference in any community.
Yeah. Tell us about Thank You Kinvara, because this is a nice touch that's going to bring in local businesses, a lot of whom would be struggling at the moment, possibly.
Yeah. Well, we came up with the idea to nominate someone that helped during the lockdown. Like, we have an amount of people, volunteers, frontline workers, that have just, you know, gone above and beyond over the last couple of months, making sure neighbours had supplies, medication. And our idea was to get someone to nominate someone that helped them. And we'll have a draw and we will give a voucher from a local business. We've always kind of wanted to do something to give back to the community, because, you know, the community and the businesses within the community have been very good to us since we started.
Brilliant. So you're rewarding all those people who did make a difference during lockdown. I think, yeah, people can definitely take inspiration from Kinvara and all the stuff you're doing anywhere around the country. So info@kinvaraalive.com. All right, you've got a Facebook page as well, haven't you?
We have indeed. It's Kinvara Alive on Facebook.
Brilliant.
I suppose for the Safe Talks, info at sp.ie, which would be the National Office for Suicide Prevention. And, you know, that's important information, I believe, as well.
Absolutely.
Sean, well done to you and all your community members there who've got together to do some very important work. Great to talk to you.
All right, thanks very much.
Take care, Sean. Bye. Right.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.